A trial begins today in Alexandria, Virginia, for four men accused of being part of a terrorist network. The men are charged with conspiring to provide material support to a terrorist group that, according to the government, has links to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. But defense attorneys say prosecutors are targeting the men because they're Muslims. NPR's Jackie Northam reports.
The four men are appearing in the district courthouse today in front of a judge. They waived a jury trial because they were afraid jurors would be prejudiced against them. Prosecutors say the men are part of a conspiracy to support what the government calls a violent jihad overseas. One of the defendants also faces charges of conspiring to levy war against the United States and provide aid to Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. The defendants live in middle-class suburbs near Washington, D.C., and are involved in the Islamic American community. John Zwirling is representing Sufala Chapman, a 30-year-old former Marine.
It's basically people who knew each other from attending the same religious institution. They're all young Muslim men who play paintball together.
But prosecutors say the defendants use the weekend paintball games to practice military tactics and learn how to fire weapons. A federal indictment contends that the men obtained assault weapons and large amounts of ammunition, and that the four defendants traveled to Pakistan, where they received training from Lashkar-e-Taiba, an Islamic terrorist group that's trying to drive India out of the disputed area of Kashmir. Jessica Stern studies terrorism at Harvard's Kennedy School of Government. She says there was always anti-American rhetoric on the group's website, but there was never a call to kill Americans. Stern says that's changed.
I think there was a dramatic shift in the objectives after September 11th, especially when U.S. troops entered Afghanistan. And suddenly the United States was no longer a rhetorical enemy, but an actual enemy.
Stern says members of Lashkar-e-Taiba are now scattered around the Gulf states, Australia, and the U.S., and that the organization does fundraising in America. Prosecutors say the four defendants were among a group of men who met to discuss fighting on behalf of Lashkar-e-Taiba. The question is, did the defendants carry through with any of those plans? Andrew McBride is a former federal prosecutor.
And that's the center of a conspiracy case like this. Will the judge be convinced that this was a serious enterprise and that there truly was an agreement to violate the law? Or will the defense be able to successfully argue that there really was no agreement, that this was idle talk and puffery among the defendants, and that they really never intended to carry out any of the goals of the conspiracy that the United States has outlined?
McBride says conspiracy cases are often difficult to prove, but he says the government will likely put six co-conspirators who have already pleaded guilty on the stand.
And that is powerful testimony. I mean, if the co-conspirators are going to get up there who have pled guilty and tell the judge that there was indeed an agreement, they were serious, that these defendants were part of that agreement, they knew what it was about, and they intended to carry it out, that's the kind of testimony that leads to a conviction in a case like this.
But it also raises First Amendment issues. Defense attorney Zwirling says people are allowed to express their political and religious views. Zwirling says the government deems his client and the others is guilty by association, and that the authorities would not have pursued the defendants prior to the September 11th terrorist attacks.
I think that the government looks at people's behavior through a lens that is filtered by the events of 9/11, and I don't believe if they were not Muslims they would have been charged.
Both sides are delivering their opening statements this morning. The trial is expected to last about 3 weeks. Jackie Northam, NPR News, Washington.